I can hear you.
What's going on, man? R3TZ still connecting to the audio.
What's going on? Hey, I see you got the STL hat on, man. Where you streaming from?
I'm streaming from Connecticut, but I know you're from STL, so I had to throw on the hat to represent.
Hell yeah, that's what's up, bro. Right
Yeah.
on.
I would say St. Louis is probably the reason why, a big reason why I'm here today, because my introduction to hip hop, because I was born in 1999, so my first like recollection of rap and hip hop was Nelly. So
Wow.
St. Louis is always gonna have a special place in my heart, because that's probably the reason why I'm here today, to be
Yeah.
honest with you, hearing that Country Grammar album.
Hell yeah. Hey, man, you know what? I was just because 314 day just passed. That's our area code, and we celebrate that day. And man, I was just vibing to the Country Grammar and the St. Lunatics first album. Man, that's for real, bro. Like, we don't get enough respect from that era. Like, bro, Nelly really like came through and just like hammered shit for real,
Yeah.
bro.
Shout out
Yeah.
to Nelly and the Lunatics.
Yeah.
And we have we have new innovators here and pioneers in St. Louis. We got R3TZ and Trell. What's going on? Welcome to the show, Sports Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, Live 365, iHeartRadio. How are you guys
For
doing
sure.
tonight?
Man, we doing
Hey.
pretty good, man. Just down here grinding, pushing Hell
these.
yeah.
We done took it back to the old days. We down here grinding these actual CDs, you know what I'm saying? Getting Grind
our music
season.
out there. Yeah,
Yeah.
hell yeah. Can y'all see me?
No, I can only actually see it says OTM, which is only the money. I know that already. I think there's a way for you to turn on your camera where it says start or stop video.
On, I'm
Yeah.
about to
There we
Nah, there
go.
you go. All right. Now you can put a face with the voice.
Yeah.
For
It's good to
sure.
see you. But yeah, he's got the physical copies there. You just have the new single out too that you were promoting for the new project, Victory. I like that a lot. The Moncler
Right.
bubble coat, and then it's TZ
Yeah.
on there talking about what he really went through. And you see that
Yeah.
you guys rap about everything that happened around you, what you experienced, which is real life. And TZ, I know you've described yourself being a street poet. So how do you feel about today's industry standards and what you see going on in the top charts in hip hop, where it's all fake image?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not to say anything bad about those guys, to each his own. But like where I come from, I'm like a I call myself when it comes to this music stuff, I'm no cap. Anything that I say in a song is something I actually experienced in life, something I went through. And some of my most heartfelt songs come from past experiences or stuff that I'm, currently going through, Yeah, man, but everything with me, man, I speak all nothing but facts. You know what I'm saying? I hit the you know what I'm saying, put the nail in the coffin, close it up just like that. And I just try to be 100% real with my listeners, man, because it seemed like that's the only thing they respect.
100%. I was listening to Tupac and the Outlaws earlier, and I said, we need to get real music back here. Yeah, and it's there, you got artists out here such as you guys doing it, but we need to keep the energy going to where we could take over the spotlight again, to where we're getting the attention, so we can avoid all the TikTok rappers and doing the things that are trendy, because this is the roots of hip hop. Hip hop comes from a place of pain. So
Yeah.
that's the music that we need again.
Yeah, and to add to that, I respect everybody's art because at the end of the day, it's an art form. But I like people to be authentic to them. So if you a person, that's not in the streets, but you're a creative person, express in the best way you can how you live and your lifestyle and what the things that you're into, and do it in a way to where everybody can hear it. You know what I'm saying? And understand it and feel it. Like, it's
And
not just
respect.
about, yeah, it's like, that's why I say I respect everybody art form, but I'm with you. Like, today is kind of like, it's always been a gimmick. It's always some form of a gimmick, but to me, it's too much gimmicks and too much fake shit. And it's making other people who's not into music, it's making them kind of like think that this stuff is okay and that's what they're gonna lead their life with. And I just don't respect that.
Yeah, especially when you have people like Jake Paul and some of these streamers that are on here starting to get into rap, you're kind of degrading the art. And I kind of had a
Yeah.
conversation the other day about Kim Kardashian and kind of what she did for females in society, creating the toxic relationships. But she also kind of, in my opinion, degraded fame and people who actually are talented and hardworking, because you have people like Beyonce, Rihanna, J Lo and all these early Britney Spears busting their ass, really putting in the work with their talent. And here comes Kim Kardashian with a sex tape showing her ass everywhere. And that's what gets her famous instead of her hard work, you know?
Man, it's crazy when you think about it, bro. It's like, man, like I said, I'm not gonna disrespect nobody or no, they way to the top. But if you're gonna do it and be true to you. You know what I'm saying? Be true to the art. And also, you know, be a student of the game and know who came before you and know why you're doing it. And a lot of people just doing it for the money. For me, it's not about money. It's about the art. I really like music. I really like rapping. I think anything to come after that, as far as accolades and money, that's a reward. But the music in itself is that's what I do it for.
I agree with you on that one too, bro.
100%. You guys really complement each other well, especially on the new song Victory. I know you guys, you're not a group, but you guys support each other. Have you thought about making a collaborative album together, just kind of like a one-off, or because you guys have that great chemistry?
Yeah, actually, we got an album already in the cut, man. This guy got albums. I mean, we got records on top of records already recorded, man. All we got to do is just go get some artwork done and release it, you know, because we work great together. You know what I'm saying? And he kind of like reminds me of myself. This is one of my younger homeboys from my neighborhood. And he's like one of the people from my neighborhood who I can actually say has the same views on life as me. You know, we're the same way. All we want to do, we want to chase our dreams. We want to be perfectionists when it comes to the music we put out, you know. And I think that album right there needs to drop. And this is something I've been discussing with him as of lately. And we need to go ahead and make it happen.
Let's take this back to when you first two met. Do you remember that story?
I can take it back. Yeah. Well, my history is this. Back in like 1990, I end up getting shot twice. So my mom ended up moving me from my neighborhood, which was down on the north side, 4500 block of Garfield. And she relocated me out in North County on a street called Green Valley. And you know, me being still invested in the streets and everything at the time, I brought everything I had from Garfield out to Green Valley. And I end up creating a whole movement out there. So when I created that movement, he was a younger guy at the time, and he ended up being a part of the movement. And we just been growing and growing and growing ever since. We done came from young men to grown men all together. And we've always had each other's backs. And we just, I'm talking about, man, we like the dynamic duo, you know, real talk. You know, this is like one of the closest people to me. Yep.
Y'all been
You can
vice
tell.
versa, man. He always, I call him the big homie, but he's a big bro. You know what I'm saying? Him and my cousin ran together, and I remember I was a little dude playing with Power Rangers, young. You know what I'm saying? And they was out thugging for real. Like they was really for real thugging. Like I know some people see movies and everything, like Menace to Society, Boys in the Hood. I literally witnessed all of that when I was young, and I've done things, but seeing them do things and he been to prison and everything, I feel like he did a lot of time for me and a lot of the other homies. He did a lot of time, and it showed me what I didn't want to do and showed me where I didn't want to go. You know what I'm saying? And for him to come home and us to like start doing music and really just keep going and progressing and prospering with it, like it's been all of the things that we always wanted and always talked about. So now that it's happening, like man, it's like a dream come true, man. We really enjoy doing this and we really enjoy working together. We work well together.
And R3 Teezy, I did read about Giselle Knight sending me over your bio, you being in federal prison for 16 calendars. What did you do to just keep your head up? Because when I look at artists such as like Max B, when they get these long sentences, you're just like, man, my life is over. So what kind of clicked for you to the point where you almost kind of were just, when I get out, I'm going to pursue this music thing. My life isn't over. This isn't it. I'm not letting this define me.
First and foremost, I did a lot of praying, a lot of praying, you know. So that helped me get over the fact that I was in prison. You know what I'm saying? And I separated myself from the streets. So what I did on the inside, I came up with everything that we're doing right now. I wrote all this stuff down. I came up with the name of my record label, R3 Entertainment. I said, when I come home, I'm gonna have a son. His name gonna be Raz the Third. So R3 Entertainment represents my son, Raz the Third. And then we had MP3 players in prison. So I would buy MP3 players, and instead of purchasing music with all the well-known artists on there, I would get instrumental beats, and I would work on my craft the entire time I was gone. And that's what I did to stay relevant. So it's like when I stepped foot up out of federal prison, I was able to, you can put me on a song with anybody and I'm gonna be right there with them. You know, I'm not gonna sound like I'm outdated or old school or nothing like that. And it was just something that I came up with, and I wrote all this stuff down in prison. And everything I wrote down in prison, man, I came out here and I executed it. And right now, man, I just feel like right now is the time for Only the Money and R3 Entertainment to go ahead and take off, man, and do what we're supposed to do.
Big time. I believe in it too, just with the music and everything. So, Trell, talk to me about when Skip came into the picture. Could you speak about Skip being someone that was really close with you and just inspiring you, because you saw that if he could do it, you could do it. And you were inspired
Rest
by all these guys, Jay-Z,
Rest
Master P, 8-Ball. So when did Skip come into the picture?
All right. So, man, I met Skip in 1999. So he lived in our neighborhood, but he had just moved over there and he wasn't really hanging with the prominent people of the neighborhood. He was like, I caught him at one of the homies' cribs. And when we first saw each other, we was into the same thing. Like, me and my little brother, we was in the sneakers, he was in the sneakers. He was in the fashion, we was in the fashion. He collected Slam magazines and the Kicks magazines and Sources. Like, he used to break up the magazines and put them on the walls in his room. And we used to do the same thing. We always did the same stuff. But my mom and my dad, they were into music. They bought music and let us play it. We didn't get in trouble for playing rap music like, you know, other kids growing up. And I always liked it. But when I heard him rap, I was like, man, like, I already rap. But like, when I heard him rapping, he had put me up on like battle rap and like spitting straight metaphors and bars. Like, I've never heard that before. And I'm like, man, like, I'm gonna learn how to do this and take it serious. And man, and I just started getting better and better and better and better. But Skip was like my biggest influence. Me and him actually got a project called Up Early Out Late. He passed in 2014.
Oh,
and
man,
that was one of my closest friends. Like, a lot of the things that I'm into, he was into. And like, every time when we would do music, it would come out and just be dope. Just like how me and Teezy, how we work together, that's how me and Skip work together. And I mean, for real, he's one of my biggest influence. I always say that. And everybody in St. Louis, if you into battle rap, you know him. If you into music, period, you know him. I'm talking about anybody you can think of from the music scene here. They know about Skip. He's a straight underground legend. And I just hate that he lost his life so young. But yeah, man, he was my biggest influence, man, for real. Outside of the major artists that you hear on the radio and see on the videos on TV, I didn't know them guys. I knew Skip. You know what I'm saying? I knew the stuff that he was rapping about was real, because we was there. You know what I'm saying? And it was creative. So yeah, he really motivated me to become better and really pursue it.
Yeah. And also your mother with the CDs, I heard she kind of introduced you to the game as well, R&B and hip hop and stuff like that. So do you remember some of the first CDs that she got you?
Man, the first CD, because she used to get CDs every Tuesday, because CDs came out Tuesday.
On Tuesdays.
We'd go to Streetside Records. We'd go to Best Buy, Camelot. You know, these Best Buy still around, but Camelot and Streetside is not around anymore. But we'd go there. It was another magazine that she would order CDs out of. And man, every Tuesday, she'd get whatever albums came out, whether it was popping or not. But the first CD I remember her getting me was a Bone CD, Creeping on the Come Up. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And like, I really like it.
You find me slinging me, hey, yo, baby. Yeah, that's right. My stuff right there.
That was one of the first CDs. And then I remember the first song that I remember liking, the first two songs rather, was Outkast, Elevators, and then I liked the Ghetto Boys, Mind Playing Tricks on Me. I always remember those two songs. I credit those two songs with like really the first two songs that I actually really liked. And then on my first CD that I ever bought was Master P Ghetto Dope. That was the first actual CD I bought. I bought it on tape. It was at the flea market. My dad was in the flea market and stuff. I was there with him. And man, the guy was selling it and I bought it. And man, I've been on it ever since. And I still collect CDs. just as like a novelty thing.
Yeah. That's the thing that social media, that's what we need in music again. You can't read the covers. You don't have anything physical. And this is something I've been saying for so many years now. I brought up Country Grammar at the beginning of the interview. We don't get classic albums like that anymore. Like Get Rich or Die Trying. We don't get those classics anymore.
And I was outside straight. Hey, I was outside when Nelly dropped Country Grammar. You know what I'm saying? I know Nelly and all them personally.
You got to tell us some stories here when you saw them.
I'm finna tell you. You know what I'm saying? The same time Nelly and the St. Lunatics was getting on stage performing, trying to get a deal, so was me and my record label that I was signed to, which was called Pooh Nanny Records. This was in 1994. And we would all perform at the same car shows. We would perform at Jay's on the Landing, The Ambassador, which just so happened. The deal we had, because we were actually signed with Solar Records, but that's right when we got our deal with Solar, they end up filing bankrupt and they closed down their company or whatnot. So we end up, we had flopped. But Nelly and them just so happened, man, end up getting a deal, man, and blew up. And I was one of their supporters because I rode around listening to their music. Even while I was in prison, when I made it to Fed prison, they sent me to Forest City, Arkansas. So I was out of town. And to make me feel like I was back at home, I listened to nothing but the St. Louis artists. And Nelly and the St. Lunatics was one of the albums I always listened to keep me from being homesick. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They helped me out through my prison bid, man. Shout out to Nelly. Shout out to Murphy Lee.
Oops. I think your microphone cut out. Trell, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I think TZ's microphone cut out.
Yeah, man. I don't personally know Nelly, but I've met Murph, Kiwan, and Ali. And despite what's going on the internet, because I know sometimes, you know, Ali say things and all of them are good guys. You know what I'm saying? Individually, I don't have not one bad thing to say about them. They always show love. And every time when I ever met them, they was respectful. You know what I'm saying? And humble. Yup. So. Yeah, shout out to the Lunatics, man. They definitely some St. Louis pioneers, and they paved the way and helped put the city all the way on the map nationally.
Yeah. Yep.
How do you feel about the current state of St. Louis right now? What do you think it's going to take it to the next level? I mean, you guys are two of the ones here.
Man, right. I feel like, man, me and TZ got going, I feel like we could take this nationally and then globally. Because they never really heard this side of St. Louis. Like, when you think of St. Louis, you think of the club, commercials, poppy sound and stuff, and they haven't really heard this side of St. Louis. People got to remember, man, that St. Louis, we are in the top 10 in a lot of the crime statistics, not to glorify it or you know, try to highlight it, but St. Louis is a rough city, man. We got a bad fentanyl problem here, drug problem. A lot of crime, it's a lot of homelessness, a lot of struggle and pain, and we speaking on all of that. But shout out to all of the St. Louis artists. We got a lot of dope artists, like what Sexy Red is doing right now.
Shout out to Big Six. Shout out to Big Six, man.
She doing her thing. What she doing, Blake Yana, Big Boss Yvette. You got some underground artists like Cry Die, who's featured on the album. Dope artists, AMR D. Huncho.
Yeah, Jay Trays.
Yeah, Jay Trays, another one of the homies. You got a lot of artists
and
Jule in the spotlight.
And Jule, we cannot let this conversation go without speaking about Jule and Payback. Those are some original pioneers from St. Louis.
Yep.
Rude Boy Lando, which is my big cousin. Shout out to him as well. And these are guys that made major marks into the St. Louis music scene, and they're what we consider as pioneers down here. Me too, because I came up in the same era with them. I was on the same album with these guys, holding my own as well, you know. But yeah, St. Louis, man, it's a great place, man, and we have a bunch of great artists here. But the only thing I don't get with and I don't feel is the drill rapping. I don't get with that.
So
you know, so
that's going down there in St. Louis right now? Because New York and has time,
And we're losing a lot of good rappers because of it. These guys are getting on there talking about the work they put in, the guys they shot. And then as soon as they get through talking about it, 2 days later, that same guy was found dead in the alley. It's horrible down here, man. Yeah, the drill rapping has really messed St. Louis up.
people are talking about active investigations, active indictments, stuff like that, talking about stuff that probably the law enforcement would never have a clue on unless they rapped about it. And it's really some silly crash out music. They call it, what they call it is high speed music. It's not drill music. It's a spinoff of drill music. It's called high speed music. And man, some of it, a lot of it I can't get with just because of what he just was talking about. They talking about stuff that's incriminating them. And it's literally stupid, dumb music. It's stupid to incriminate you or somebody else. And that's not what the art form is about.
No, 100%. And they're using, they've been starting to use the rap lyrics for a while now. I mean, you see what happened with Young Thug, and they're going to utilize it against you, even if you're not so obvious about it. They're going to take something, twist it, and turn it, because that's just the unnecessary evil of how racist whites in society do to Black people. And they're using, they're weaponizing Black art against itself. They're taking rap lyrics and putting people in jail. It's crazy.
It don't take a rocket science to, it don't take a rocket science to insinuate to a jury what you mean or what you were saying. And I think as from artist to artist, people got to be more smart about how they craft things and how they say things, or don't speak on certain things at all.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I agree with that. And, you know, we can't be doing that. And the music, you guys are going to be leading the change here. It's getting the lyrics back, real music. We need that again. And I like that Sugar Hill song that you did too, Trell. I appreciated that. I saw that you were paying homage to the Wesley Snipes movie. That was tough.
Yeah.
Trell is slick with it, bro.
Yeah.
I have to listen to those songs over and over and over again to figure out what the hell he just said. And I'm still figuring it out. Dude is, when I say he's... I always tell him this. I tell him this all the time. He's one of my top. He's in the top five of my artists that I mess with. You know what I'm saying? Trell is an awesome rapper, man. A great little brother. And I have to push him a lot because Trell is like one of those guys. Trell will sit back and just, he'll stackpile music for 3 years without even doing nothing. I'm like, Trell, we got to let the world hear what we've been doing. And I had just recently did a video. I shot a video to a song called Come Get It. And I called him like on a Thursday. And I called him Friday. He was like, pull up. I need you to pull up for the video. And he was like, damn, you did that quick? And I'm like, yeah. And he told me out his own mouth. He like, man, you lit a fire up under my ass. And ever since I did that, we did all of this right behind it. We shot like 4 videos in 3 days. You know what I'm saying? We've been dropping music. And now we're getting some traction. So I'm glad I was able to do that and light that fire up on his ass and burn his little ass cheeks, because now it's time to go.
Hey, look, it's fun. It's funny you mentioned the Sugar Hill movie. A lot. I'm surprised because with you being so young, a lot of people never saw it. Like, that's one of like the more underground urban movies, and it's really underrated. That's one of my favorite movies, and it's actually a reality to what's going on. Like, heroin and fentanyl is a real thing in St. Louis. And that's what I was speaking on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got dudes out here that's in the streets that's selling people fake prescription pills, you know, robbing people. It's you got all kind of craziness going on. The lyrics in that song is so authentic to the city. And I feel like it's a slept on record, but I'm glad you appreciate it. And I'm glad you went and listened to it, man. You really shocking me from the STL hat to you going doing your homework, man. I like that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, man. Big time. Yeah,
of course. That's what I have to do in my due diligence. And we got to talk about the Nipsey Hussle tribute that you guys did on that freestyle, too, because that's another one.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And that was like how that came about. He always called me to the studio. This is what I hate about him, for real. He'll call me to the studio. he didn't record a verse. He'd be doing the hook, and then he'd be like, you got something for that? And I have to write on the spot. So I wrote on the spot, put it down, man, and I love the album. It's a great record, man. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Nipsey Hussle, too, man. You know, we don't have nothing bad to say about nobody. And when it comes to this hip-hop and people losing their lives, man, and you know, Nipsey Hussle was a very, very positive, powerful young man. And I hate that he had to lose his life over some BS like that. You know, rest in peace.
And that's the fake snakes that you talk about on Victory.
Yeah,
man, for real. I don't really know the situation behind Nipsey Hussle, you know, everybody got their own theories and stuff about it. But just from my point of view, man, dude, Nipsey Hussle, not only did he inspire a culture, he inspired us as colored people, black people, minority people, however you look at us, like he inspired us, black, brown, what, however you look at us or how they look at us, he inspired all of us. He talked, it's a video that went viral years ago, and I think it was Gilly the Kid, they was on like the set of shooting a movie or something, and he was talking about how they came to Africa and robbed the land of the natural resources and all. When I first saw that, I was like, damn, this dude is straight deep. Like, this was before I even was really a fan of the music. I was a fan of him as a person. You know what I'm saying? And I heard the music. Like, I real deal. You sometimes, man, you could be rapping for so long and you can get better with time. I feel like he was one of them rappers that was going to get better with time. Because when at the time when he passed, man, he was like my favorite rapper at the time. Like I was really inspired by his movement. And same thing with J. Cole. J. Cole, like I feel like as time go on, he's getting better and better at rapping. Yeah. But Nipsey Hussle, man, from the clothing line to him, you know, empowering us and showing us that, you know what, we can do this in the hood. We can start a business and invest in our people and lift our people up. I just liked his whole message and what he brought to the game. And I hate that he gone, man. Like, that's one artist. I don't want no artist to die. But that's one artist. Like, if they was to ask, can you bring somebody back? I would bring him back. Like, that'll be the first person. Because all the good stuff that he was bringing to the game and teaching us, man. Like, I can only imagine where he would be at in 2024. It's going to be 5 years since his death. Can you imagine where he would be at right now? He probably would be on the cover of Forbes right now. Probably. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We lost too many greats. Tupac, Biggie, Big L, Big Pun. A lot of these guys that were huge. And it affected rap. And that's when you saw Jay-Z and Nas. They had their time. They still are doing their thing. But like as soon as Biggie and Pac went down, Jay-Z crept in, Nas came back with Stillmatic, and Eminem came through there. But it's tough when you lose these big icons. It's crazy. Nipsey was one of those ones.
I agree, man. Yeah, so. Dude definitely left a mark, man. And it's funny you mentioned that track. We actually about to shoot a video to that song, man, and we're going to be dropping it soon. So, man, this is like a tribute to him.
That's fire.
Yeah.
And you got some stuff going on with the R&B tip too, because I was listening to the project. You had some R&B singers on there. I like that.
Oh yeah, man. Springtime, man. She's an artist that I met through one of my homeboys who incarcerated. And he been telling me about it. And I let her go to the studio. I wasn't able to make the session, but they sent me the song in an email, and I just was going through my email. And I'm like, damn, how the hell did I not listen to this song? And I heard it, and I'm like, damn, she can really sing. And I found out that she wrote the song. And I'm like, oh, shit, she can write and sing? So one day we went to the studio, I booked a session, she was recording, and I heard the song. The song is Desperado. And it's basically like a play on the movie Desperado. So, like, she's the female Desperado. So I'm listening to it, and I wrote something to it, and I got the rapping to it, and it sounded good, and we put it out. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it fit the album real well. It flows smooth, and it blended right in with the rest of the songs. So, man, I think that's another one of them songs that just shows you it's a different side of St. Louis. It's not just, you know, club music and poppy rap songs. We got R&B artists too here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of sports, because we know the Cardinals, that's what the Cardinals, what St. Louis is. We think of the Cardinals right away. But how much of an impact did it have when the Rams left St. Louis and went to LA? Because I feel like that took a lot of the entertainment out of St. Louis, because they won a Super Bowl, Marshall Faulk, the greatest show on turf, and all of a sudden, years down the line, they leave for LA, and it's like that hurt you guys.
Dude, man. That was a big deal, man. So Kroenke. I guess that's who the owner is. I don't really know. I don't get off into all of that, but a lot of people here don't care for that guy. You know what I'm saying? The Rams wasn't doing too well. But man, you gotta take the good with the bad. My thing is the Rams was already in LA before they came to St. Louis.
True, yeah.
So it don't really hurt me that they went back home. I know that we had the best years here in St. Louis, you know, the greatest show on turf, Kurt Warner, you know his story. Man. Like, man, we had some glory days, the Super Bowls. Man, yeah. Look, man. I'm not mad at all, man. We gonna get another team. We got an XFL team called the Battle Hawks, and they sell out. They doing well, so I'm quite sure the NFL gonna want to get some more money here in St. Louis and bring us a team, man. We really need a basketball team. Yeah. St. Louis is a basketball city, bro. Yeah, man. We had the Spirit of St. Louis, which was an ABA team, and the Atlanta Hawks used to be the St. Louis Hawks. So we definitely need a basketball team. I think I would like to see basketball before we get another football team.
Mm. Who right. do you guys root for basketball, since you don't have – do you still – before we get in that, do you guys rock with the Rams still? Because even though they're out in LA?
I'm a Ram, cool. Yeah.
They cool, but I once the Rams left, I went to the next Missouri team. I rock with the Chiefs.
Mm.
I'm a Chiefs guy.
I like the Chiefs, but I'm still a Rams fan, man. Like, so my second team outside of the Rams, I'm always rock with the home team, but I like the Baltimore Ravens. I've always been a Baltimore Ravens dude. Like, I like their defense, Ray Lewis, Brian Dawkins. Brian Dawkins, Ed Reed. That's what I meant to say. Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, man. Like, that always been my squad, bro. And so I see that they got Derrick Henry now. So I'm really finna be rocking with him, man. That's who I root for when I don't root for the Rams. And then, for us basketball, man, I grew up on Michael Jordan. So of course I'm gonna say Jordan. I'm gonna say the Lakers with Shaq and Kobe. But my team is the Spurs. I've been a Spurs fan since 99. I don't care what nobody say. The Spurs is my squad.
Oh, that's when they burned my Knicks. They burned them in the 99.
Right.
Took them down with fundamentals. You hear me? Yeah, that's my squad, though. I've been rocking with them since 99, and anybody who know me know, man, I always been a Tim Duncan, Spurs type of guy. He don't really talk. He handle business. And then same thing with Kawhi Leonard. I like Kawhi Leonard, man. I know he over there with the Clippers, but, man, when we got him, it was kind of like, damn, the dynasty finna live on, and then he end up leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto, yeah, that was crazy. So when we look at it now, Teezy, who do you rock with for basketball?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I watched so much basketball, embedded on so much basketball in federal prison since I've been home. I haven't really even been involved. But if I could say somebody, I won a lot of money off of LeBron. You know,
okay.
I won a lot of money off LeBron while I was in the feds. You know, so I got to give LeBron his props. You know, he's kind of cocky and all that. You know what I'm saying? But I mess with LeBron.
Yeah.
All right, before we shift topics, you mentioned the Knicks, man. I like the Knicks, man. Like Jalen Brunson.
Oh, he's underrated. He's the top three point guard in the league. I'm tired. He never gets his flowers because everyone thinks the Knicks are still the Knicks.
Man, listen, man. I don't know why they don't respect him, dude. That dude, he was balling at Villanova. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, dude always been tough to me. And when I seen him go to New York, I was just like, what the hell is the Mavericks thinking letting dude walk like that? Can you imagine what he'd be doing right now if he was down in Dallas, man? Like, dude, I don't know what they was thinking, but I'm glad that he was able to go lead the team and get the recognition that he deserved, because I'm with you. I don't know about top two or top three, but he's definitely a top five point guard. He got a lot more proven to do, but I really feel like the Knicks got something with him. They just need a couple more pieces, man. Like, maybe, like, get Embiid up there or something.
Yeah, that'd I agree with that. That's the move that I want. They need a center. Mitchell Robinson's soft. Yeah. He's always injured. I mean, I know Embiid has his injury issues, but Mitchell Robinson, he doesn't cut it for me. I know that they have injury issues with Julius Randle and OG. He's back out on the injury list. So if they get those two guys back healthy and they eventually trade for Embiid, they're going to be a top team for sure.
I was hoping that Pascal Siakam would have went to New York instead of, you know, going to Indiana, because that would have been a nice pickup for y'all, getting him and hopefully getting like Embiid down the line. Man, it would have been looking like the 98-99 Knicks then, man. Yeah. For real. Yeah.
That was a tough team.
That was my last favorite New York team when they had Sprewell, Camby, what was that, Larry Johnson, Ewing, Allen Houston. Oh man, hey, we talk about shooting today, like how they shooting threes. Dude, Allen Houston was a threat. He was a threat, bro. He could really hoop, man. Yeah, bro, that was a nice team.
Yeah, it was. And then we had the mellow year, because I always say it was that one year in 2013, which was nice. But then besides that, it's been downhill until Brunson and Randall got here. Mostly I'll say Brunson, since Brunson's got here.
Yeah, it seemed like, man, Melo had the Knicks going, but I think he got suspended for a bunch of games. Was it like for like a fight or something like that?
Oh, I think that was with the Nuggets when he was on the Nuggets. He fought the Knicks. I think that was on when he was on the Nuggets before he went to the Knicks.
I thought Melo had played for the Knicks and had got suspended for some games.
He might have. I remember Melo sitting out the rest of the season because they were so just inept, because the players were so terrible. I remember they told him, yeah, you could sit out the rest of the season.
Okay, yeah, I remember y'all having him, and I thought y'all was going to do something then. But, yeah, man, you being a Knicks fan, you got to just thug it out. You know what I'm saying?
Because, hey, I'm telling you say thug it out, huh?
Hey, when things get greater for y'all, man, hey, y'all gonna go back and laugh at everybody who's giving y'all shit.
Yeah. Exactly. But what's, because we talked about you guys got an album in the works. You got the video for the Nipsey Hussle thing. What's next for R3 Entertainment and Only the Money?
Well, actually, like right now, we shooting a TV series. We shooting a series like similar to Power. I'm doing that right now. And then I got another role coming up with one of my homeboys, Shortcut. He just released another movie on Tubi called Rock. So I got a starring role in that as well. And we just down here grinding, man. I just bought me a new Sprinter van. So I got a transportation business that I got on the side that I do outside of rap music. I breed dogs. I sell cars. You know, we out here grind. Hey, that's why we labeled the album Grind Season. Man, this young man right here, man, we're grinding every single day. He's a real estate head. He sells sneakers. He sells merch. And just like as far as like R3 and Only the Money, man, it's a lot, man. And I was just telling him the other day that we got to sit down and have a meeting with everybody so we can figure out what's the next step to this movement that we got going on.
Yeah. I would love to hear from you guys, because you guys are true entrepreneurs in what you're doing, and you're making money off of what you love doing. What's some advice you would give to someone that's unhappy in a 9-to-5 that's looking to do something in the entrepreneur lane to create a living for themselves? What should they do? Because you have to make them believe, because you guys are examples of that. You don't need a 9-to-5. You can find a way to sustain yourself.
Man, my first advice would be to get some discipline, because a lot of people that's working, people that's hustling, a lot of people don't have discipline, because a lot of people don't have money saved. Because in order to be an entrepreneur, you got to have money saved or some kind of start off. That's the first thing. So if you're working a 9-to-5, stack them checks up. Or if you got to pay bills out that check, stack whatever you can up, put some money to the side, because it's going to be days where you don't make money. And you got to be able to survive and maintain being an entrepreneur. And once you finally get some discipline and some type of a leverage to be an entrepreneur, do something that you like. Like, I'm really into sneakers. I'm really into classic cars. So it's easy for me to be an entrepreneur and sell sneakers and sell merch and sell cars. I like doing it. It's a hobby that pays. As far as real estate, I would consider that to be a new thing for me. And you always gonna have people that need a place to stay. We all need a place to stay. Learn the game, learn the facts, and be careful about who you deal with, because you can easily get tricked out of your position. So just learn, find something that you like and learn it, learn the facts, because the facts is what sell things, and that's what bring you business. You just don't get business off opinions and giving people false information.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
No, yeah, that's
and me, I would just tell people, man, like, if you believe in yourself and it's something you want to do, see, a lot of people are afraid to do it. You got to jump off the porch. You just got to jump off the porch head first. If you believe in yourself, especially like if you can think of the thought, if you can think of it, you can bring it into existence, man. And you just got to go for what you know. And that's why I win, how I win. I sit down with my business partner, which is my wife. You know, we sit down and we think of certain ventures that we want to do. And we just jump out there with it. You know, and we create these different businesses and they work for us. You know, like we had a house just sitting. House we moved out of, we had just moved into our new home. So the first house we had, it was just sitting. So we had came up with an idea of turning it into an Airbnb. So we put it on an Airbnb website. And from the day we put it on there, man, I'm talking about like clockwork. All we had to do was come and change the sheets, mop the floors, clean up the bathroom, and it made money for us. You know, we had a house sitting, so we were like, why not allow this house to bring in funds for us? You know, so you can't be afraid, man, of chasing your dreams. You got to go after your dreams. And if you believe in yourself, if you can think of it, execute it, you know, and do what you got to do.
And have have the right people around you, too. Like we inspire and motivate each other. Like, man, like I always bring this up to people whenever they ask me, you know, advice about things or what they should do. He just did a little over 16 years in federal prison, came home, got multiple properties, business, nice family. You know what I'm saying? Dude got a Ferrari. This dude is a convicted felon, fresh out of prison, driving a Ferrari.
With the top gone and the roof blown off that thing.
Anything
and the
is
roof
possible.
Gone.
Diamond
anything
in the back.
For real. Anything is possible, man. Like you said, if you can think it, dream it, believe it. Like, anything is possible.
Yeah. No, you guys are true examples of people that you could just go out there and achieve. And look at everything that's happened this far. Are you looking to get into the acting, too? Because TZ's into the acting thing. Because you mentioned it's something similar to Power. So are you going to be acting, too, Trell?
You know what, man? If the right role present itself, I would definitely like to do it. You know, I really want to write a script about how we grew up, basically make a movie. It's like similar to Boys in the Hood, or just about how we grew up and everything that happened and what we saw and the things that's currently going on. Like if I could pull that off, man, that's all the acting I need. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to really want to stick to the music and the merch, man. I enjoy doing the merch. I enjoy the music. I wish I had some of the merch with me so I could show you what it looked like. But I think I want to stick to the Only the Money branding with the merch and the music.
I got one of the beanies in the back if you want me to go grab it.
Yeah, oh, for yeah, sure.
You got to show them the merch. But yeah, man, I want to stick to the music, man. That's what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to continue growing Only the Money, possibly sign some artists and producers, and just keep all this momentum going, man, because we got a lot of traction here in the city, man. I just want to let this shit just spread throughout the rest of the city, across the country, then across the world.
It's going to happen, too. I saw all the comments on YouTube. You got a lot of support on Victory. The new project's gaining some traction here, so that's big for you guys.
Yeah. But, man, it's crazy, bro. Like, coming from St. Louis, it's kind of shocking for people to hear the music, like, hear the album. Like, it was one guy that hit me up. He was like, man, y'all from St. Louis sounding like that? He like, bro, like, he like, man, y'all need to come do a show down here in North Carolina. And then I got another dude like, man, if y'all ever come to Philly, man, let me know. Like, bro, y'all holler. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't expect this from St. Louis. And I keep telling people, man, that St. Louis got all kinds of artists, man. We got a whole hidden stash of artists that's just waiting to be heard, man. So yeah, bro, I'm just glad that people like the music we putting out, and I'm super thankful for all the support and all the eyes and ears we've been getting.
Yeah, no, it's quality. It's definitely quality, and that's what we need in today's music scene. A lot of it's, I know you don't speak bad on it. I do, because I'm such a critic when it comes to, I'm such a hip hop purist. I just don't like, you got to have different. I get it, but it's just not purist. It's not what I like.
Hey man, put it like, so me having dabbled in the streets, some of these guys, I can understand what they're trying to say and where they're coming from. They just don't have a real intelligent way of getting it across.
Mm.
Like, and that's where I think me and TZ come into play as far as signing artists and everything, trying to help develop them and get them to make better songs and structure the songs better. Because a lot of artists from, I'm just speaking from St. Louis, a lot of these artists are rapping about reality. You know what I'm saying? They, like TZ was saying, they getting on these records talking about active investigations, active indictments, talking about stuff that they really did. And you need somebody to step in and say, look, man, don't say that, you know, say it like this or leave that out. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these guys need direction and guidance. And the music is a reflection of it. Like, man, not a lot of these guys talking about, man, look, I sold 1 million bricks. Dude, come on, man. Like, cut it out, man. Cut it out, dude. Like, man, it's like 30 dudes pointing guns in the camera. Like, man, like, it's some videographers here that won't even shoot the video if you got any guns in the video. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, it's a lot of silliness going on. Like, pointing a gun in the video don't make you tough or don't prove it. It don't validate you as being a street person. It validates you as being a crash dummy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah,
I can't even find my head. I think I left it at my other house. You hear me? I thought I had it here.
Yeah, I wish I had it with me.
But hey, but we pushing the merch, man, and people love it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We sold so many hats at the venue we just had. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the mascot. I rock it more than he do. You know what I'm saying? I keep I got my R3 shirt and hat on right now too, representing my brand, but I rock the OTM a little more than anything.
I got the album right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm
physical copy.
I got some runs to make, man. But yeah, and a lot of people like that we got physical copies. That's another thing I wanted to speak on, man. So like with streaming, don't get me wrong, it's dope that consumers can get on Apple Music, Spotify, etc., and go pay $10 or $20 a month and listen to whatever artist from whatever genre, whatever songs. That's dope. But here's the problem with streaming. The artist that's putting in the hard work and spending this money creating these projects, promoting these projects, they get the short end of the stick. Like,
yep.
I wish it was a better way that's gonna like let the consumers be able to have free range to whatever artist or whatever music, while also the artists get properly compensated. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I got the physical copies, man, because I'm giving people an option. You can go listen to it on whatever platform, but if you want to support us, we got the physical copies. Whether you listen to the CD or not, it could be a novelty piece or it could be art, anything. Like, just support us. Buy the physical copy, but stream it on Apple Music or listen to it on YouTube or whatever. I really feel like it needs to be a better way for artists to be compensated from streaming, because a lot of these artists aren't making money off the music they put on the streaming platforms, and it's sad.
Yeah. No, and that's the whole digital age that we're living in now, you know, because you used to have to go, you couldn't just get one song. I mean, they'd sell single tapes back in the day, but you'd have to go most of the times buy the full album to get to hear that song that you wanted to hear.
Yeah, yep. And it was dudes that was, I remember like a lot of this stuff is packed up, but I remember my mom buying single albums. It'll have like one or two songs and an instrumental acapella. And they were selling them for like $5 back in the day. Then people still bought the album. Like when Nelly came out, he had a Country Grammar sampler CD, and I still got it. And it had a snippet of like a good portion of the songs that was going to be on Country Grammar. But like,
I remember that.
y'all people don't do that anymore. But man, I really feel like we need some form of physical music so artists can actually be compensated. Like Target got a small section of vinyls and CDs. I'm sure Walmart do. But people appreciate us having the physical copies. Like when people saw that we had them, they liked it and they wanted to support it. There's been people buying 3 and 5 copies just to support us because they like the album or they like what we doing. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I feel like that's something that needs to change.
Our show jumped outside yesterday. I sold like close to 20 copies. Just back to back, you know? Yeah. People been supporting us, though, and we're going to keep on pushing these. You know, we like I say, we got 5,000 CDs pressed up. We're going to push them. We're going to push them until every last one of them's gone. You know, that way we can see our money.
Yeah. No, that's real. That's how Master P did it back in the day. That's real.
Yeah. We're taking it back to the old way. That's what we are.
I like the old way. Technology, yeah, I'm good on that. You know, I like the old way. That's how I came up as a kid. You know, I remember buying albums off of artists and just even going to the store and buying the physical copies, reading the booklets. I'm not big on the stream. I get it's easier conveniently because you could just have the song on your computer or your phone, but it took away from the art form.
And they're making a killing off of the music in the federal system. When I was in there, they got it where we can purchase MP3 players. Actually, I got my MP3 player in the back. I kept it. I still got it to this day. They sold each song from anywhere from $1.50 to $3.50 per song. They in there killing them, man. I'm talking about making a killing. Yep, and that's something that me and Trails are about to look into so we can go ahead and start releasing music in the federal prison system and in the state system so we can get the same type of money that these guys are getting off their songs.
Yeah, and more importantly, man, so our incarcerated friends and family members can hear the music. You know what I'm saying? Because I get a lot of people that call home that want to hear the music. They can't, you know what I mean? They can't hear it. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the biggest things. I want them to hear the music, man. And if we any money that we make, like I said earlier, man, it's a reward and it's an added incentive. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, the biggest thing is getting the music out here, especially with the state of rap. Like, it's so many trash rappers. Like, I want somebody to appreciate the substance and the storytelling and the bars and metaphors, because that's what I came up on. That's why I do this. Like, I be impressed when I hear a J. Cole or Eminem or Kendrick Lamar. Like, that keep me on my toes and make me want to rap. Benny the Butcher, Boldy James. All these different guys that's out here rapping, man, that's what make me want to rap. You know, hearing these guys. You know what I'm
saying? Check me out, Trail. Trail, look, check me out. This the MP3 play I did all that time with. I brought this on from federal prison.
Damn.
And I wrote, I got 16 albums worth of music in here, right here. And that's the thing I was just telling Trail. I got to start digging in my bag and pulling out the music I wrote in prison. Because I got classic stuff inside this MP3 player right here. And this is what I did my prison bid with, this thing right here. You know what I'm saying? Right here. Yep.
That's priceless right there, man. You gotta keep that
priceless, bro. Yep, it's priceless.
Hey, that's like one of them old crack dealers that having a pager back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Or one of them big ass phones.
Like Cameron, the Nextel.
Right, something like that. Like, for real, you got to keep that, bro.
That's going to be worth money someday. Oh, man. But, guys, what else do you have that you want to speak on here tonight that we didn't mention that you want to get out before we head out of here?
Man, I want to say to anybody that's listening, that's watching, that's planning on listening and watching after we get off, go listen to Grind Season by Only the Money. R3TZ is on the project. Pry Dine, Springtime, and Jada Mall. It's a dope album. We put a lot of hard work into it. We got videos. We got more videos coming. Subscribe to the Instagram. It's Only the Money Official. Go to the YouTube. It's Only the Money. Buy some merch at Only the Money. Money.com and just keep on supporting us, man. It's gonna continue to grow. And shout out to everybody who've been supporting us shout out to DJ Mad Max for having
appreciate
us.
Appreciate you, of course.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we man. Appreciate it, man. And also, subscribe to my YouTube channel as well, which is Boys in the Kitchen, R3 Entertainment, you know? And then, 100%. Like he was just saying, he was just talking about Crydyne and Jada Maw. We just had some major features taking place within the camp. We end up locking down a feature from our young homie, which is one of Trail's artists. His name is Jada Maw. So I used my power that I had from federal prison and locked him in with a deal with Finesse 2-Time. We end up doing a video on the song with Finesse 2-Time, you know. And then our guy Crydyne, he locked himself a feature in with CEO Big 30, which is Pooh Shiesty's Rollie, you know. So we got some major stuff going on down here. And we also just did a feature with Los and WB Nutty, who which are guys that are signed to Babyface Ray from the Detroit movement. So we got a lot of motion going on right now. And I'm looking for Boosie. I got a song for young Boosie. I want to feature him on. I've already reached out to him. They haven't reached out to me yet, but I'm waiting to get with Boosie so I can go ahead and make magic with him.
Oh, that's fire. And it's going to happen too. Keep going, guys. You guys have something special going on here for sure. And it's all in the music. Just listening to music. That's all you got to
do.
Yeah,
man. Yes, sir.
Fire. I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. Keep doing what you're doing now. We got something special here, as I said before. Shout out to Al Nice for connecting us. And anytime you guys want to come back on the show. Yeah, shout out to him. Anytime you guys want to come back on the show when you have another project to promote, you're always welcome.
Okay, bet that up, man. We appreciate you for having us, man. And shout out to Al Nice, man.
Of course. And make sure to give them your social media handles and all that so they can follow you there, too.
All right, my social media on Instagram is yo_dude_TZ3. And on Facebook is Raz OMT Jordan. Follow me, y'all.
Mm.
And on Instagram, I'm Only the Money Official. Only the Money Official. All together. No underscores, no nothing. And then hit up the YouTube, Only the Money. Y'all, you're going to see the video from Victory, the song with Finesse 2-Time, all of that. So you'll know what channel you on. But Only the Money on YouTube and Only the Money Official on Instagram.
Let's go.
Tap in. Thank you guys again. Until the next time, keep going, all right?
All right. Thanks all right, a lot,
right
big bro.
Of course. Right, salute. Yes, peace out, all right?
Salute. All right. Yes, sir. All right.